Welcome back, everybody, to Rantpocalypse Talks the Walking Dead. I'm Justin.
Hey, I'm Kelly, and together we are a mother and son Walking Dead loving duo. And I know it changes every time, but I like to keep it fresh.
And we are here to discuss The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 4, which is entitled Service. What did you think about this episode? We just watched it live, which we try to do every week where we get together. We watch it live via Google Hangouts. We're a day late because I went and saw the new movie Arrival last night. And I was like, hey, how would you feel about me going to see this movie? Because I was excited about it for quite some time.
And I was excited that you had friends in town and, you know, go do stuff. I'm a good mom. You know,
yes, you are. Very good mom.
I'll switch my plans around for you.
Thank you so much. And Arrival, by the way, totally fantastic movie. It's a must see for 2016.
Okay, do we see
one of the best? Yes.
Okay.
That is not a spoiler alert, but yes, we survive. Okay. And it's a very thinky sci-fi movie.
Okay. And
with aliens and stuff. So,
okay.
Cool. Absolutely loved it.
So yes, I loved this episode. I thought it was so much fun seeing Negan and Rick together. The facial acting, you know, two of them have such great expressions that they don't say a lot. Well, actually, Negan said quite a lot, you know.
Negan says a lot. Rick does not say a whole lot.
Didn't say a whole lot, but I thought it was a great episode.
So I was going to ask you, when I was watching it live, and it was about the middle point of the episode, mm-hmm. for me, it started to get a little bit too heavy-handed with the Negan stuff, the Neganisms. I was like, you're creeping into annoying territory at this point. But he reels it back in. Sometimes I feel like, yes, they're giving him a lot to chew on in the episodes because he has a lot of dialogue. Well, more or less a lot of monologuing that he does.
Right.
And a lot of Rick Grimes just scowling mm-hmm. or crying mm-hmm. or, you know, looking just basically blank stares a lot of the times. Yeah, exactly. That is the perfect Rick face. I mean, he's got it right behind you. You know, not that one. Not Cop Rick. That's the face.
That's the face.
Yeah. But it's a little. It has a little bit of water in the eyes. It's that face, but a little bit of depression seeping in.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
In this one, his eyes are nice and white. In the episode, I mean, he was very red eyed, like he'd maybe been crying. Or just felt like shit. And
well, it's that crying that you have whenever you want to murder somebody.
Yes.
It's not the crying like, oh, my girlfriend or my boyfriend just broke up with me.
Right.
It's the crying of, I don't know what I'm going to do to you at some point.
I want to kill you so bad.
Yeah, I want to do it so badly, but I'm like, I'm just trying to keep it inside at this moment. We all have had that moment. A lot of people that aren't real assholes, in my opinion, that don't go out of their way. You know, they're not the types that go to the bars and pick fights. They're the types that go to the bars to have fun, and then the bully picks on them, mm-hmm. and, you know, they say, you know, hey, man, I'm good. Hey, man, I'm good. And then that third time that the bully taps on them, they have uncontrollable rage, and they just eat the bully's ear off. That's how Rick Grimes looked in this episode to me.
You sound like you speak from experience.
I do speak from experiences, because that's the type of individual that I am. Where it could look like I'm crying, but it's like I'm crying because of what I'm about to do to you if you keep pushing
I've
me.
I've cried from rage before quite a few times, so no, I completely understood where he was coming from. I mean, it was a shitty situation to have them show up early. It hasn't even been a week since Abe and Glenn were killed. So they show up early, they take all their shit, then they burn that shit. I mean, it was just ugly.
The expression on Michonne's face when she discovered that they just completely burned all the mattresses, that said it all right there. It was devastation that this meant nothing to them.
Right.
That they could just take all this stuff and just toss it. They don't even need it, but they did it for show.
Yeah.
And that's going to go a long way towards Michonne wanting to use that katana blade on one Negan. There's so many things that I want to get into with how the storyline goes into the comic books. I think one time I'm going to have to do a video by myself to just get these thoughts out of my head because I don't want to ruin it for you, but there's so many things that we're seeing right now that it just makes it impossible for me to see the storyline go the same way that it did in the comic
Yeah.
books. I don't know.
Why does it make it impossible? What are you saying?
Just with Negan
Yeah.
and everything, it
Yeah.
just I can't. It's gonna be so hard to see them do things that they did in the comic
Okay.
book with Negan's character,
Okay.
with the way that he's behaving in these episodes. It's gonna be very tough. Now, I mean, of course it was very tough in the comic books, but Glenn and Abe didn't get Lucille'd in the comic
Right.
books. It was just the one death, which
Right.
was traumatic, emotional, it was stressful, but it was just one. With the two and just him being a complete asshole in this episode, it's gonna be very difficult. And the whole, sliding my dick down your throat to Rick
Oh
and
my God. I mean, some of the things that he says is awful, obviously. But when he said that to Rick, I don't know how Rick just sat there.
What do you think was worse though? I thought that was bad, but whenever he had the line about Michonne, it wasn't vulgar. It wasn't anything bad, really. It was just it was something along the lines of, "I love it when a woman brings me dinner,
And
and I don't."
doesn't expect me to put out.
Yes, I think that was the over the line moment for Rick right there. The dick down his throat. He's just like,
Yeah,
"Yeah, man. What,
you're a
Negan? Keep,
dude. Whatever.
yeah, keep saying whatever." But when you talk about my woman like that,
Right.
it's on.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see what happens. It was a really great ending, because I was kind of curious. We knew it was going to be an hour-long episode. Thank God we watched it without the
Yeah, no
commercials.
commercials. It was just an hour for us and not the hour and a half that
Yeah,
everybody when they
for
watched it
everybody
live.
else. But I kept thinking, I'm like, man, I feel like this episode is about to end. How are they going to extend this out into the full hour? But I love getting to see everything after Negan left. And this is what I wish The Walking Dead would do more often, because I feel like in seasons past, that would have been in episode 5, and we would have just
Right.
left off with Negan leaving, and we wouldn't get to see the pieces being picked up immediately. We'd have
Right.
to wait a week's time.
Yeah.
But it was just a nice, like, 10 minutes extra, basically, some around 10 minutes. And it showed us so much more afterwards of how Rick's
Yeah.
handling it. And we got that amazing moment with him and Spencer
Oh
when he
my
says, "I'm gonna
God.
knock your jaw
Yeah,
off."
I'm gonna break your jaw and I love that he didn't turn around. That and he just he didn't get loud with it. He just kind of said it in a low voice. And he said it in that almost a dad kind of voice.
Oh, it was very matter of fact.
Yeah.
It wasn't he wasn't exclaiming that he was going to do this. It's
Yeah.
just, "Hey, you get out of line one more time and you won't have a jaw anymore."
And I want to see that because
I
Spencer
certainly do.
is such a douche.
Yeah, he went into Uber Doucheville territory in
Yeah.
this week's episode. I was kind of afraid that he was going to do that. I know we saw in the teaser trailers and I think Comic-Con, him saying we should have made a deal with
Right,
them.
right.
And it definitely seems like he is going to attempt to make a deal with them. I kind of wish Rosita would have just taken him out there in the woods. I was hoping that,
I thought that's what maybe what she was going to do because when she started getting when Spencer, yelled out to her and all the walkers ended up walking towards Rosita and she had to fight them all, but when she kind of ducked behind the tree, I thought, "Oh, she's going to make sure that, Spencer, come here."
I'm not wearing any clothes, Spencer. And we could
That
all hope, dream, and pray for
happens.
Rosita to not wear any clothes. Can we get two more seasons of the show on HBO?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, if it was on HBO, everybody'd be walking around naked,
That would be
because
fantastic.
Negan would have said, "I'm gonna take all your shit and all your clothes. Get naked right now."
Kneel down and get naked.
Yeah.
That part with Rosita, at first, I wasn't aware that she was going for a gun, and
Yeah.
maybe she didn't know that one of those walkers had a gun, because if my first thought, my first impressions was that she was doing this to show herself that she was still a badass, because
Yeah.
they've been beaten down so
Right.
badly, kind of like Michonne with her going out hunting and everything. She's trying to move on. I actually don't know if the gun was messed up or it's just that literally Michonne can't shoot and that's why she was out practicing with
Right.
that gun,
Right.
because Rick kind of brought it up, because we
But
really haven't not seen her use a gun, right? A whole lot.
We've seen it
If
some when was it the governor that had taken away her katana and for a while she was carrying a gun and it was really weird.
Oh, But didn't she have, was it a machine gun she was carrying,
Yeah.
or was it a rifle? I can't
No, she
remember.
had a machine gun.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a little easier to hit. I mean, that's one of the guns I usually pick in a
In
video
video
game,
games?
because I just make it rain with
Spray and
bullets. Yes,
pray is what it's
exactly.
called.
The only thing about her taking that gun out, though, was the using of the ammunition. Like I mean, she used up a lot of bullets.
Yeah, that was a little bit willy-nilly with the ammunition and everything. Even before they had all their guns taken away, they don't have a plentiful supply or an endless supply of
No,
ammo.
I'm kind of hoping though that they go get those shell casings from where she was at, because she was right there at that burned out car.
That's very true. And we see Rosita, she takes the shell casing to Eugene at the end of the episode. I'm just like,
I
yes,
know,
get
and
those sons of
I
bitches.
think that it was a really important thing for Eugene, because we see how just beat down he is. I mean, he just, he doesn't want to do anything except fix the radio. And I think for him to have a purpose again and a job is going to make a huge difference for him.
I think so as well. He needs that. He needs something to focus on. For so long, he focused on, we got to get to Washington, we got to get to Washington. And that's his coping mechanism of blocking out this world that he is ultimately not fit to survive in. He's
He's
he
gotten
is
better.
he's yeah, he started surviving and thriving, but he's not the complete badass that he thought he was. We saw it in last season whenever he thought he was at a certain level, and then that walker almost killed him as he was trying to bash its head in, and it had the steel or
The metal coating on
the
its
metal
head,
coating.
which was very cool.
Yeah, that was very cool. But I agree with you. I think it's going to be great for Eugene. I cannot wait to see what's going to happen with this. I did not expect for Negan to take all of their guns.
I
Holy
know.
crap. Because we know that the Hilltop, they trade them basically in food for the most part, food and probably some kind of medicine. The Kingdom, it looks like they're trading them in food as well.
Yes,
Right.
exactly.
So what are they going to trade with Alexandria going forward? They took all of their good shit.
And when he tells him, I need you to surprise me next time. It's got to be good or somebody's going to die. Well, we can't go out and get good stuff.
Not without weapons.
Not with, no weapons.
I
They're
guess
at the
the thought
mercy of whatever
process,
comes along.
I would assume the thought process is from Negan's perspective, he's taken out all of the human threats. And at this point, if you can't take a walker out with some kind
A
of,
candlestick.
a candlestick, I don't think Professor Plum ever had that candlestick
That
at all.
was a candlestick. My God.
Yeah, that was ruthless whenever he just bashed that walker's head in. Because I'm thinking he's asking for a candlestick. What is he gonna do with this little candlestick? Doink.
Beep, beep,
No,
beep, beep, beep.
that was a rich person's candlestick right there. We don't see those kind of candlesticks
Nope.
around our
Nope,
houses.
nope.
That was a legitimate badass candlestick. We definitely got to talk about Carl stepping up. I absolutely loved it when he told Negan, "You should go before we find out exactly how dangerous we are."
That was so awesome. I mean, there's been so many times that Carl has annoyed the shit out of us. And obviously, for the most part, I think he's grown out of that
I think so.
phase. But for him to be really the only one that steps up, obviously Rosita did too, but not in the exact same way. I mean, he had the gun on that dude. I loved it. It's, he's definitely a Grimes.
I loved it as well. I was really hoping that he would shoot that guy.
I know.
I honestly thought Negan was going to take out one of his own men in this episode. I really wish that would have been something that they showed, especially whenever that one was getting all up in Enid's face with the
Yes.
balloons,
Oh,
which I
and
thought was
she's.
a very
I
nice
know.
callback to Glenn.
Yes, and but it's so nice because, it wasn't that long ago that we saw Enid get Glenn from underneath the dumpster, and she was very cold. She didn't want to get close to him, but he got to her and made her family. And for her to, be hanging onto those balloons, I was like, oh my God, she's not just a cold-hearted teenager. She was starting to believe.
Yeah, it was a very somber moment for us viewers and fans of Glenn and everything. But I honestly thought that that was going to be a point where Negan took one of his men out, and
Right.
I thought that that would have been a nice addition to this episode. Not only would it have shown a different side of Negan,
Yeah.
which I think is good that we need to, I think we need to see that sometimes, and I think eventually we will see that different side of Negan going forward on the show. But I thought that that would have been a nice twist for him to come up and just completely gut that dude. And I wanted to talk about his first introduction to Alexandria and meeting all these people that didn't see Lucille's lineup and didn't see the brutality go down. Do you feel like that they should have had Negan bring in pictures or something to put up on a wall or something around there, because he knows he can get Rick in line because Rick
Right,
was there. And
right.
I guess ultimately that's his point, is that he knows that Rick is that type of leader that will get his people in
Right.
line. But I don't know, there was something about it to me where if they would have included that in the episode and like showed Alexandria and just broke them down
Yeah,
too, that it
well,
might have been, it might have been better.
if you weren't there to see the lineup and the brutality of it, him coming in, little pig, let me in. I mean, he just seems like a cartoon character,
Yeah.
he's cute. He says little clever lines,
You wouldn't know
threatening.
how, yeah, you wouldn't know how much of an evil person
Right.
he is. And that's
Exactly.
whenever Spencer comes up to the gate and he's like, "Who dis?"
Yeah.
And Negan's like, "You better be fucking
Yeah,
kidding me."
yeah.
Which he didn't say fucking, which I don't understand why he can't say that, but he can say every single other line
Yeah.
that from the bad word list. I love that. I honestly thought that he was going to bash Spencer's skull in,
I know.
because Negan does not take slights very well, and he
Well,
especially
when
does not take it from people that are not on Rick Grimes's level.
Exactly. I mean, he'll take it from Carl. He
Yeah.
likes Carl.
I did want to bring up Negan watching the old Rick tapes. It was very weird seeing that, and the fact that we see this, because we remember whenever he first came into Alexandria, and he was a wild animal,
Yeah.
and he would kill anybody just at the drop of a hat, and it was amazing. At the time, we're like, oh man, Rick's kind of
Dang,
gone
yeah, he's
a little
gone
bit.
way over the edge.
Yeah,
But
but
that
now looking back,
was,
I
yeah,
want
you want
that.
him back.
Yeah, I want
But
that back.
it was so great for them to show us that tape again. I mean, I was just like, oh my God, I forgot, and that bushy beard, he looks in freaking sane in it. I thought that was very cool. I thought it was interesting for Negan to see it and say that now that guy I would have been afraid of.
I would have been afraid of him
Hey,
as well.
Rick, fuck you. Now
Yeah,
I'm sliding
now
my
you're.
dick down your throat and
Yeah, this is the very soft toilet paper tape. I can't speak. Soft toilet paper, Rick. And
Exactly.
yeah,
The only one
that
was the
was.
Scott tissue one ply, Rick.
Yes, indeed. Or when you got to get some paper towels because you
Oh,
ran out of toilet paper. That might have been him as
man,
well.
it happens.
It does happen. So overall, what did you think about this episode? How many bacons would you give it out of five?
I'm gonna give this a 5 bacon score. I mean, I love this episode. I saw a lot of stuff that I needed to see to move the story along.
Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely moved the story along because I was curious how many episodes we would go until we kind of got to see more of Rick Grimes and the rest of the group that was a part of yes, but part of Lucille and Negan's lineup. I don't know if it's a five bacon episode for me. I would probably say more around 4 out of 5 bacons.
Oh, dude, come on. That's a horrible score.
I know it's horrible. A part of me, I need to watch it
Yeah.
again, but a part of me just says that how
I
many times
agree
can I
with you.
watch,
Yes,
what,
I.
how many times can I watch Negan just
Right.
totally beat Rick down for an hour long?
Okay, but we saw that Rick is towing the line at this point, but we also still see it in his eyes, and we know in his heart he's not beat down. He's not done.
No, I don't think he's done.
There's still some of him in there that he wants to kill Negan. I mean, he thought about it for a second,
Oh,
So,
he got a tight grip on Lucille, like he was about to just bash his skull in, and that was great. I love those little moments, and we need those. And I think and that's where I'm kind of torn right now, because we do need to see Rick still eat crow,
Yeah,
because
exactly.
it's only we've really
It's
I
less than a
think it
week.
yeah and plus I think it's just difficult for me. We've just got introduced to Negan, but a part of me is because we, you know, for us especially, we talked Negan for 7 months, so it was almost like he was there for that long. And that's not the, you know, the average viewer, the average Walking Dead fan, but for us, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm Negan'd out, and it's just starting. And I love Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Negan, but you're right. It just, I guess there was a little piece of me that was thinking like, man, I don't know how many more episodes I can watch of just this straight all the way through. But for this episode, it was still needed, and it was Negan's introduction to Alexandria, and he needed to come in and show them who is King Dingling in the world of The Walking Dead. But I may go up in score as I watch it again, because it was really great. And you're right, as we were watching it, you're talking about how much you love Andrew Lincoln and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Their chemistry is great, even with Rick Grimes not talking a lot. And it's just those the subtle gripping of the bat, the subtle changes in his face, and that the moment with Michonne and Rick. That probably will propel this up higher for me in the future, because it was a really sad, emotional moment whenever he's taking that gun away from her
Well,
and
what
telling her the story and everything.
telling her that, my best friend got with my wife and my baby is not my baby, but I know this. For him to say that out loud, I mean, that blew my mind.
It was a great moment, and it was a fantastic story for him to tell her on how to try and get her over the hump of falling in line with, like, this is the way we live now. That's still his kid. Even though he knows it, he doesn't care about it, and it's great. I mean, that's why Rick Grimes is the person that we aspire to be, and that's the leader that we want to follow. And it was a great speech to Michonne from him. Really, I really loved that moment, and I'm really glad that those two are going to be able to coexist. They're not
Yes.
going to, you know, split up or anything, which
It's
I thought would have been really bad
it
for
would
the
have
writers
been,
to do that.
and I was worried about it, at the beginning of the episode especially, because she's looking at him like, and he's just quietly watching her take the gun and go out. And I mean, I was super worried about it, so I was really happy at the end to see that, okay, she's on board the Rick train still, and she's gonna sleep on the pallet on the floor with him. So, but
It was
yeah.
nice that he was making the pallet for
I
them.
know. It was
What
sweet.
a great guy Rick Grimes is.
He's a great guy. So.
Let's get on the Fuck Negan train, and Rick Grimes is coming for his ass, and it's gonna be fantastic.
It will be. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait until King
I
Ezekiel
know. That was the
meets Rick.
only thing that could have made this episode better is if Michonne would have seen Carol and Ezekiel and the tiger coming across the field. Then I would have been like, shit. So,
I didn't know what she was going to see, but she sees the mattresses. Yeah, we thought it might be Shiva that she was about to see, but I think it was very fitting that she saw those
I think
mattresses
so too.
to keep, you know, that's igniting more
Preach.
fire in her to take these saviors out. So we want to know your thoughts. What did you think about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 4, Service? Put those thoughts in the comment box down below. If you're listening to this on podcast services, you can email us. It's rantpocalypse@gmail.com. Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Bye.